Yo, it's on the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. Once again, it's your boy D. Leo.
It's your boy Drew Nady.
What up? I'm TJ.
B-A-B Rock Terrence. Call it whatever. I don't care.
Woo! Yeah. All right, we got that applause. Yeah, man. We got the people's listening, man. Yo, real quick, man. I got a shout out. Apparently, man, we got a listener in Mexico. I checked the stats earlier, and at least one person in Mexico tuned in. So shout out to my Mexican brothers and sisters who are listening to On the Serious 33 and the Third. Gracias.
You
know what I mean? You know what? I think I know who the listener in Mexico is.
Of course you do.
Right.
Shout out to Team Taboo. I'm pretty sure, but
shout out to Team Taboo nonetheless. Man, can I just mention that TJ knows pretty much everybody on the planet. I'm sure he knows somebody on the moon and Mars as well. Like you heard of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's really 6 degrees of TJ.
Yeah. I wish I could find a way to monetize that, man. I don't really think that's true, but if it were, we got to find a way to monetize that, because
I think you're not using that to your full potential just yet, brother.
Exactly.
Putting that on my to-do list for 2021 for sure,
man. Yes, indeed. Man, we also got another platform I want to mention, man. You know, on the Serious 33 and the Third, doing some big things, man. We are now on overcast.fm. So in addition to Spotify, Apple Music, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast,
Anchor.
You can also Anchor. Yes, got a shout out Anchor.
Okay.
You can also catch us on overcast.fm. So that's much appreciation. Up. Yeah, man. We, you know, making a little noise out there, you know.
Yes, sir.
Hey, like, so I just want to jump into it. We just saw the Lakers take the championship this week. A lot of people say, like, they feel like there should be an asterisk next to the Lakers for this championship. And so how do y'all feel? Like, okay, like, I personally think, like, I think they had a harder time than any other championship team because of the bubble and Corona and then, like, starting the season and stopping it and restarting it. So I feel like it was extra pressure or just a more strenuous road to the championship for the Lakers than other teams. But if there's going to be an asterisk, I really feel like it's because Golden State wasn't in it this year. Golden State had to be injured for the Lakers to win it. So I feel like that's what the asterisk should be.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that summation, man. Especially, man, like, I mean, you even think about just the beginning of the year, man. They lost one of their legends, you know what I mean, which hit hard for everybody, man. So it was like right off the top, you know, things was really, you know, weighing on them. And, I would definitely say they had it harder, you know, than everybody else. And it was a good fight, man. And, you know, much respect, too. I can't leave out Jimmy Buckets, man. He definitely left all his heart out there as well. So respect to the Miami Heat as well. But
yeah,
big congratulations to the Lakers, you know, for doing their thing.
I feel like,
whatever.
They're going to be legitimized next year when they have to go through Golden State again, because Klay and Steph going to be back and we're going to see what's for real then.
Yeah. But Drew and BA, I sense some, you know, some differences of opinion there, man. What's up?
I hate any team that LeBron is on. I don't like the dude. You know what? I don't like LeBron the player. I respect LeBron the man. Don't like LeBron the player.
That's funny. I feel the exact same way.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't like the fact that he got a whine. You know what? Michael Jordan said something in The Last Dance. He was in the locker room with the bat. You know, he said, you know, you always want to talk trash when you ahead. Talk trash when it's 0-0 or when we ahead. That's when you show you a real player. Now, see, with LeBron, he don't do that. he talked trash. You know, like remember, like a couple years ago when I think the Cavaliers was up and Steph fouled him, and he just like shaking it, like you better know see about me or whatever like that. You talked that trash when you was up, bruh. You ain't talked that trash when Steph was hitting 3-pointers in your face or when.
Like, he didn't lose to Steph 3 out of 4 years in a row.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying, keep that same energy, partner. That's what I'm saying. Then you, and then you want to go up there and you want to get the top player every time. Like, oh, I can't do that. You know, and first, you know, and then, you know, the LeBron stands, the LeBron ets get on my nerves. They get
tell
on my
why
nerves.
You mad, son. Tell them why you mad.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them because he the GOAT. No, you how you the GOAT and you lose in the finals? You let other people get a championship in the finals. And but Michael Jordan, 6-0, never went to a game 7.
Talk that shit. Talk that shit.
You want to quickly think of that like LeBron beat him down. I said, Michael Jordan retired twice.
Wow.
And he missed the season because of injury.
Right.
By the way. And he actually went to college. LeBron got a 4-year head start, but whatever.
Right.
Oh, 3 years. Excuse me, 3 years.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure my brother BA here can take you know finish it off.
I don't have to add anything to that. I'm okay. I think you just laid that all out pretty clear. So I'm okay with that.
Well, okay, yeah. There you have it. You know,
I'm happy for Anthony Davis though. Shot town zone.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to
yes.
AD.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
Even though he's a
Packer
fan.
Man.
Mm. No, I'm taking my shout out back. No,
yeah, damn,
can't rock with that.
Right. I don't know how you from the shy.
Chicago. Wait. How the fuck he grew up in Chicago and become a Packers fan? Like, I didn't even know that could happen.
Hey man,
right?
My little sister is a Packer fan too, bro.
How you allow that to happen, bro?
No.
I let BA be a Piston fan during the height of the Bulls' reign, so I can't even talk.
No.
Technically, I was a Piston fan before the height of the Bulls' reign.
Whatever. You still a Piston fan.
If we're being accurate about that.
You're still a Piston fan in Chicago, and we hate them damn near as much as we hate the Packers. But
you think I gave a fuck what y'all thought? I didn't care.
Wow.
8 years old. I ain't care what y'all thought.
Wow.
Well, I ain't talking about my blood little sister. I'm talking about my in-law little sister. She's a Packers fan.
I can't talk about anybody because
clarify that
and let him be a Pistons fan. So I take back my point.
You didn't let me do anything. Let's be clear. You didn't let me do anything.
To quote,
you ain't gonna stop me.
To quote the honorable Horace Grant, straight up bitches.
Wow.
Says the man who left y'all. Okay, whatever.
Hey, no, we still got beef with 4 Eyes about that too. Don't. Yeah, we still got beef with him about that. You know, getting carried out on the Orlando Magic shoulders, waving the towel so that they could take the L in the finals.
Yeah. But that's you just quoted him. That's y'all Messiah, right? That's who y'all want to.
No.
You know,
he was a bull.
Is this your king?
He was a bull first.
Is this your king?
Right, that's y'all key. Right?
That's why he got swept in the finals.
Right.
Wait, did they get swept?
That's not why he got swept in the finals. He got swept in the finals because of Nick Anderson and his free throws.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Yeah.
That's true.
Wow. That's what.
That's true.
Hey, I wanted to touch on, did y'all see this, that the Trump got a ringing endorsement from the Taliban?
Wow.
No, like literally the leader of the Taliban endorsed Donald Trump for president. He said that he what did he say? That like, I'm not making it up. The leader of the Taliban has endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm sure he's got a endorsement deal lined up from Satan as well. So, you know, that's probably, hey, I'm just saying.
That sounds like a lifetime contract right there.
Man, that's crazy, man. But not surprising at all, seeing as who we're talking about, which is a perfect segue to this. Did y'all see this mess with Candace Owens and this whole Blexit movement?
Yo, I really hate to like say these words about a black woman, but fuck that bitch.
Wait.
Okay.
Somebody fill me in. I didn't see what.
Hold on. First of all. Okay. I'm gonna have to hand this week's L.
It's back
to Candace Owens. Wait, man, listen.
You know who Candace Owens is, right?
I know who Candace Owens is. I don't know what
So Trump had the rally or whatever at the White House over the weekend, and right. So she coordinated, I guess the people of color that were there. It was supposed to be a pro police protest rally.
Yeah.
She has come up with her term for Brexit as far as black people leaving the Democratic Party. They basically paid hundreds of black and brown people to go to this rally and cheer so he can show that he has support from black and brown people.
Right. And they was all wearing turquoise shirts with red Make America Great Again hats.
Yeah.
And the shirt said "Back the Blue," and she apparently like paid for like the travel expenses for a lot of the people. Most of them didn't wear masks; they were all there, you know, right in front of Trump, who you know took his mask off to talk to them. And what was funny is, you know, they were making it about you know black and brown people being there, but it was, from what I saw, it was way more white people there than it was black people.
First of all, I think they were anticipating like 2,000 people, and it was like 400. She coordinated the black and brown people with their t-shirts and everything to be there by paying them and making accommodations for them to go.
She was MAGA Tubman,
basically. It's just like what's the point, man? I mean, like. You know, you say that you know, minorities don't belong on the left. You know, people of color should be conservatives. But it's just a whole nother crabs in the barrel, you know, misery loves company type situation, man. It's just like, what is the whole point of this? Like, for real.
So, yeah.
Can somebody give me an answer? Hey, I don't know.
Nah, I got nothing for you.
I ain't talking about black women that way, but yeah.
Yeah.
But one thing is this. I believe that they got picked on back in the day between her and Daniel Cameron. They got picked on back in the day about the skin color and stuff like that. So they grew up to hate themselves, which now is manifesting into this now.
Listen. Yeah. Since back in the day, since slavery, it was some African people that helped guide the goddamn boat in. It's always been some traitor ass, house nigga scum ass black people. All skin folk ain't kin folk. That's just what it is.
But I'm trying to understand like the whole thing. Like recently Bob Johnson, who you know started Black Entertainment Television, said, I would rather go with the devil I know, right? And my whole questioning is, why Donald Trump? Why this dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to ride, you know, Republican, by all means, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we're always quick to, you know, run to the Democrat side of things. But why this dude, who is the poster child for immorality? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand, well, look, and I never will.
In the case of Bob Johnson, that nigga rich as hell. And so, if anything, Trump...
Yeah,
he has worked to make the rich people keep their riches. So I'm not surprised that Bob Johnson is gonna ride with Trump, because almost all the fucking millionaires and billionaires, the tax code that he put through. So I'm not surprised about him.
Yeah, I'm
not surprised about him at all. But that's his reason, and I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, to switch gears, man, to somebody who's actually doing something for people of black and brown color. Shouts out to Killer Mike, who just recently launched his own digital banking platform for black and Latin people called Greenwood. Y'all heard about this? Dude, like this is literally putting your money where your mouth is, man. He, him along with the former mayor of Atlanta, Andrew Young, and Ryan Glover of Bounce TV Network started Greenwood Digital Bank, man, which was started like, you know, due to the lack of fairness in the financial system, you know, as far as us always being denied for loans and mortgages and things like that. And so they recently launched this initiative and, you know, have announced plans to donate 5 free meals to families in need for every customer that signs up to their new service, as well as making donations to the NAACP and more after every use of a Greenwood debit card. And they're going to give out $10,000 grants to people of Black and Latin descent, you know, small business owners, and will be given out on a monthly basis. And apparently they already have like tens of thousands of people on the waiting list for this already.
Yo,
so that
G Money ain't take no side deal, did you? That sounds like a commercial, Dave. I mean, I'm all for it. I love it, but
Hey man, listen. I'm trying to get one of them $10,000 grants, you know what I mean? But that's dope, man. I think that's actual, you know, taking steps towards action of building, you know, things in the African American community instead of just making a media PR stunt, you know, showing quote unquote solidarity for conservative Black people. Like, come on, man. Big props up to Killer Mike for taking steps, you know, on that. And you can go check out more info on that at bankgreenwood.com.
Man,
did y'all see this craziness about these domestic terrorist militia group that was trying to kidnap the governor of Michigan?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And did you ever watch that episode of you know, we talking about Killer Mike, that it was on Netflix with Killer Mike, and he just decided to shot Black the whole, like, for 24 hours.
I used to watch that show and I can't think of
it. Right, I just blanked out too.
Yeah, I forget it. It was dope though.
Yeah, it was really dope. I was hoping they was gonna make a second season of it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Mike's always been that dude, man. He always been, you know, about the community and, you know, really making some things happen with his dollars, man, and doing something different. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, Mike is definitely doing the thing. You know, he putting his money where his mouth is and he's trying to help the community out by any means possible.
Did you say militia group?
What? Well,
you said militia group. I think domestic terrorists is more accurate.
That's what I said first. I said domestic terrorist militia group. Like,
all right.
What in the Duck Dynasty is going on right now? Can y'all explain?
I don't know. Your president is about law and order, right?
I mean, dude, that's insane, man. Like, these dudes literally took their time off during the pandemic to plan a hit in government overtaking.
Yo, okay, so like, you know the craziest shit about this thing? I've been watching the story. So like,
yeah.
So like, first of all, you know, when the whole lockdown happened, you know, she sat down. I guess some people thought it was strenuous, you know, rules as far as lockdown. But like, so they were, and it was this big protest. Remember, they stormed the Capitol with all sorts of guns and shit to do their protest. Yeah. That was in April, and like a bunch of them were there. But apparently, and then they've been kind of like plotting this. But apparently, the leader decided it was go time because he couldn't get into his gym.
Oh, my God.
So that was a straw that broke you know, just like a month or so ago to set the shit in motion, for them to set the shit in motion because his nigga couldn't get into the gym.
Because he couldn't get into LA Fitness. That's a dang shame.
Wow. Wow. You know, people, it's okay to stay at home and not do nothing sometimes. It really is. Y'all should try that out.
I mean, it just it's like that problem, that whole, they call themselves a militia, but it's really domestic terrorism. That whole shit is like so layered because, one, the gun laws are fucked up, so they can go buy all this military style shit and weapons and grenades and everything they got in their stock. And they're not, you know, you can just go buy the shit because you want it. So one, that. And two, like, the whole privilege of it, you know, these white guys who feel like the country is being taken from them because, you know, it's evolving and they're soon going to not be the majority. So the privilege involved, in addition to the gun laws, and then you got an idiot like Trump who's fucking sending mad dog whistles out to them, and you got a perfect cocktail for why these fools think they're in a fucking real life Call of Duty game and could plot to kidnap the governor of a fucking
state
and like put her on trial. They were supposed to put her on trial and then find her guilty and execute her. So yeah, man. Domestic terrorism, thankfully, we know it's a problem. We've known it's a problem. Most of us have known it's a problem for years. But the FBI is just now starting to get into it. And hopefully when Biden get in office, they gonna do something.
We're gonna put her on trial and execute her. You say what now? That somehow opens up. That's gonna somehow open up the state. Like my gym's gonna open up now.
Like they literally gonna put her in a fucking dungeon that they had, you know, a trap house or some shit, and hold her.
Yeah. It was hiding in a basement under a.
Yeah,
a
they
rug.
Had a trap door concealed by a rug.
What?
But the crazy shit is, they have enough sense to make everybody leave their cell phones upstairs. But they didn't check nobody for wire.
Brilliant. We talking about neurosurgeons here, man. Just
wow.
And of course your boy Trump, you know, couldn't wait to still take a shot after this. You know, after the plot had been unfoiled, he chastised Governor Whitmer because she didn't thank the FBI for uncovering this plot.
FBI.
yeah, his FBI. Yeah. Exactly. Unbelievable, man. But believable.
Yeah. But thank God that they were idiots and, you know, got caught. And thank God that she and her family are okay. Because it's like, you know, they're really trying to kidnap her and I guess her whole family from the vacation house.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, thank God that shit got foiled. But like I said, hopefully when Biden get in office, I don't know, they'll go back into hiding or some shit. Because this fool is empowered to think that they can just be out in the open and you know, do whatever they're trying to do.
You know, and I'm starting to notice, like, I'm going through Facebook, and you see the ABC News reports and stuff like that, you know, they reported on certain things or have stories about the election and stuff like that. If you read some of the comments, you know, they want to...
Oh, the comments.
Right, the comments is really where it's at. But it's just like, you see how much hate is spewed from the Trumpers. It's just amazing to me. But they said we want to keep America strong. Well, let's go back to the vice presidential debate. Just the hypocrisy in saying that Kamala Harris was making faces at Pence. But that's all Trump do.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's the one who made it okay for everybody. Like I read a quote from somebody recently where they were saying how, you know, a lot of white men especially admire Trump so much because, you know, he's unapologetically himself and can say whatever and do whatever he wants and not and pretty much get away with it. And they all aspire to be like that.
They all want to
talk. Okay, try that shit in real life.
Yeah.
That's why they know they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be ready for what happens next.
Yeah.
They can do it riding by in their car, honking at us and that, but like, you know, they won't confront us in the workplace. Rarely do they do that, and they wish they could in just everyday life.
Yeah. Yeah.
They ain't gonna say nothing in everyday life. I promise you. Listen, am I the only person who's actually like, I be wanting the confrontation? I want one of y'all to pull it. Yes, like, please pull it. Let me go into the store and y'all confront me. Tell me I'm not supposed to be
nigga,
here. Do something.
You are 6'4" and 3'10". They're not.
That's my point. They're not going to say it to me. Y'all see, I'm not like the smallest person in the world. You're not going to say it to me. I know you're not. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way, bro. I feel the exact same way.
Yeah. I want it to happen, but you're not going to do it. You don't have enough heart to say it to me directly.
They won't say it to
you. So,
they definitely won't say it to you.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Cedric Entertainer say? Wish a nigga would.
Oh my God. Like, come on.
Oh my goodness, man. But yeah.
But no, everybody want to be nice.
Y'all
want to be subliminal racist.
Flipping the subject. But yo, did y'all see that Ye made it onto some ballots for vice president in a couple of states?
I peeped at my man, one of my guys in Cali went and voted the other day. And sure enough, Kanye's name was on the ballot. I was like,
you know, like, I thought he was supposed to be running for president, and then he just pop up on the ballot as a VP candidate with the most random people in the world. I think he's like literally the VP for like different people in different states. I might be off with that, but I felt like I saw him on a couple ballots, and he had different presidential candidates with him, but I could be off. I don't know, but maybe because these people are making up. Like, I'm pretty sure. Actually, I feel like that was the case because I feel like he was under two different parties in Wales. In one state, he was under the birthday party. And then on another state, he was listed under.
That's got to be a Florida thing.
Party name. What happened?
That got to be a Florida thing. Is it a birthday party?
You know what? I'm talking about it. Y'all can talk. I'm going to do my
research. Hey, well, the swingers party. How about that one?
Okay.
What?
That could be a thing. The swingers party. I'm going to run for office under the swingers party.
Oh, my God. Yo, I can't with Ye. Yo, I got to go back for a second. Drew, you mentioned Kamala. And, of course, you know, we had the vice presidential debate recently. And the biggest star of that
was
a fly.
Jeff Goldblum.
Man, that fly has gotten more followers, I think, than all of the Kardashians right about now. Like, the fly is
making
moves.
Hey, man, that girl, Nakia, got a one-on-one interview with the fly.
Wow. Yeah, I tried to get the fly on this show, but he's booked through December right now.
So he flew away on the sun.
That debate, which was a lot less of a shit show than the presidential debate, definitely had its fair share of memes and moments where Pence definitely kept talking over the moderator and wouldn't answer questions directly, and everybody's attention was drawn to the fly that was stuck in his head because apparently he's a shithead. So.
Flies attract to shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So yeah, that was I don't know. What was y'all thoughts on the debate, man?
I pretty much thought that he was, like you said, he deflected. He went around deflecting more than Neo did in the Matrix. he was definitely like, oh yeah, I'm gonna talk about that, but wait, I'm gonna go back to this. No, answer the question and keep it moving, bro.
But my thing is, like, man, why they always be trying to go back to Obama and H1N1 swine flu? Like, dude, I didn't know one person. I can't name one person I know that actually had the swine flu. I can't. Pretty sure we had that pretty under control.
Right, we wasn't putting on masks. We wasn't putting on masks for the swine flu.
Right. We didn't have to shut down the country. We didn't.
I don't think the country shut down. Right.
Yeah. So, why is that they go?
It's all they got because the swine flu happened on Obama's watch. So, but the problem is the swine flu, they're acting like the swine flu wasn't just a really super strand of the flu that we deal with every year.
Right.
So they're throwing this whole 63 million people caught the swine flu under your watch shit out there. They're pulling this out their ass. And I think only a couple, I don't know how many people died from it, but it wasn't near, I want to say it was a couple thousand, but it wasn't obviously near the almost 250,000 people that's about to die from Corona. But it's all they got, like in their desperate attempt to deflect off themselves and how they handled this virus. So yeah, that's why the same reason why Trump literally is asking Mike Pompeo to release more of Hillary's emails. And sir, she's not the candidate anymore. Why? But it's all he has. Like he's trying to find bullshit. But
why stop at swine flu? Why not blame bird flu? Why not blame Ebola? Why not just throw in every freaking disease that or
had a few things going on.
Quick little. I don't even want to think.
It was like a few different. It was like mad cow disease. Was that during Obama time?
Mad cow. Let's throw that one in there too. Yeah.
Things, but like all these random things that popped up. But like, yeah, it's all that. That I wouldn't be surprised if they start throwing in all the other shit too.
But don't forget when they had all those flus and all these pandemics coming around. Obama shut them down quick. We saw people getting isolated with the hazmat suits in the hospitals and everything like that.
Yep.
We didn't see this with this.
Yeah, because they, Drew, didn't they have like one, it was like one dude or something that got over here with Ebola and they got him.
Why'd you ask Drew that? Like, why did you write that at Drew? I just want to know.
I know where this is going.
Don't answer. Just go. Don't answer. I saw what you did. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever. Like, they had that dude locked up. Like he was done. He was locked up. We was like, we didn't see that dude no more until he was out the hospital.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And they, you know, it's just never ending, man. They're gonna always deflect and try to come back to something that's not even, you know, relevant right now.
All right, bullshit. I'm tired of talking about that fuck nigga Donald Trump. Vote his ass out on November 3rd or during early election. Bigger news though.
Man.
Y'all see that Nick Cannon and Eminem squashed it, right?
I did not see that.
Yeah. Yeah, where y'all been? Yeah, man. So between, I guess, Royce and Fat Joe, they actually kind of mediated the whole situation. And a few days ago, somebody brought it up, I think, on Twitter. And, you know, Royce announced news like that's dead. That situation is squashed and it's done and over with, man. So no more. Wow. I know no more Nick Cannon diss records. I know how y'all was really rocking with those, and I'm sorry, y'all.
It would be dope if like M actually like came on Nick's show.
Yeah, I mean, it very well could be. Like,
Nick still have a show.
Like, Royce just posted a.
Nick doesn't have a show anymore.
Doesn't he still do
The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
We talking about Wild Now. Yeah. Like, that's over with.
That would be classic. If that were like if that could happen for him to pop up and like the freestyle.
Yeah,
I'm sure. What's the Wild Style?
Wild Style.
Yeah.
Classic. If M did that with Nick Cannon, because that might reignite the beef again, though.
Yeah, because. You know, they got your girl like that, and she was pissed off at DC Young Fly because she roasted, what's her name?
Azalea Banks.
Like, she think he hurt my feelings. Like, bro, do you know what Wildin' Out is?
Special. yo, did y'all see, I guess it was Cardi B's birthday recently, and she had a big birthday bash in Las Vegas, and apparently, like, I know Megan Thee Stallion was there, and you know, a bunch of other people. Man, it was a popping party.
I didn't see much about that. I just started seeing that people are wondering what's up with her and Offset, because I guess at this party she like kissed him, and you know, they seemed cozy. As if she didn't file for divorce last month. So that's what I've been hearing.
From what I understand too, he apparently bought her another car or bought her a car. And that started the whole speculation that, you know, the whole divorce talk stuff is dead and they're getting back together.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I
really don't care.
It's just another makes you scratch your head situation. But apparently, your boy Tory Lanez is in the news again. Your favorite rapper, TJ.
Dead. But he's going to jail.
Fuck that nigga. I hope he get all 22 years that he's eligible for.
Man, I mean. Yeah, he's still going with that narrative that he's been, you know, blackballed and attacked, and this is not, you know,
he's been
shot a woman in the foot.
Hey man, I'm from Detroit.
No, for legal purposes, he hasn't been convicted, so it's alleged right now.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure you niggas don't get sued.
Right. I'm doing a Beavis and Mero. Allegedly.
Right. Thanks. I much appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Crazy. Yeah, forget Tory Lanez. Oh.
Yo.
You mean fuck Tory Lanez? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, okay.
Drew's trying to be a better person now, you know. B.A., you can be his alter.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I missed the Dak Prescott injury. I'm so glad you don't need to see that, bro. I didn't want to see that.
Was it worse than Gordon's?
Gordon? What Gordon?
Yeah.
Then Gordon Hayward, one of the worst ones I've seen. Next to maybe no, it was similar.
It was very similar.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it, but
it was very similar. Think Hayward. Think Paul George.
Ugh, Paul George one was nasty too.
Yeah, you look at it. It looked like that.
Like those probably the top three in the top angles. I hate to rank it, but that's probably like the worst.
They ain't the top three. Well, hey, there's worse.
What's the name? Sid Vicious. He broke his jumping off the top rope. I was like, oh my God.
Not that. I'm talking about Louisville. The kid from Louisville.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that
one. Yeah, that was probably the worst one.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like his joint was like doing the centipede on its own. Like, yeah, it was nasty. Yeah.
Him, Alex Smith, Smith
came back and played today. He played today, really? Man. After like two, three years out, you know, he played today.
That's big for him to get back onto the field because he almost died from his injury.
Right.
So for him to make it back to the field in about 2 years, I think, that is pretty big.
Right. Come on.
Did they win, man?
I doubt it.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So it's off enough.
He got sacked six times, and every time he got hit, people were like holding their breath, like, eesh. Mm. You know,
man get sacked six times?
That's because you don't have no O-line, man. If you don't got no O-line, you get sacked six times.
He is not buying them dinner anytime soon. In his comeback game after almost dying from his injury, they literally let him get sacked a half dozen times.
Hey, man.
Do they hate him?
Dang, man. Dang.
A half dozen times. That's blowing my mind. Sorry.
Man, well, your boy Tom Brady was getting jacked up a little bit in that Bears game.
Who thought he had that?
Which
he
pulled a J.R. Smith out there, man. Like, dude was like, yo, we going to the fifth quarter.
Shirtless JR, by the way, who didn't even play in the finals.
He was
like, why are you celebrating, bro? How many shots did you hit, JR?
Yo, he hit 10 shots at Hennessy. That's how many.
On the sideline.
Wait, you know the funny thing? Deion Waiters was going to get a ring regardless.
Oh, wow.
He started the season with the Heat. And then he ended the season with the Lakers. He's gonna get a ring regardless.
Wow, that's crazy.
So he was probably sitting there. He was in street clothes when they played. So now he's probably sitting there like, hey, either way, I'm good. Now let me ask you this question: if you were sitting on the bench the whole season and your team won a championship, are you rocking that ring at all?
You said the whole season or the whole playoffs, like JaVale McGee. Like he was a starter for most of the season, but then playoff time they didn't play him much after the Houston series.
No, I'm talking about the season. Man, like you didn't see you on the team.
Listen, I'm gonna be rocking that ring, talking about moments that happened in the game. I was playing.
Yeah, you're still an NBA player. You made it to the NBA on the championship team. I mean, Dickie got his ring, right?
Damn. Dickie Simpkins.
Man.
Wow.
It's gonna be Bow Wow Challenge like for life, man. I'm gonna be rocking it, talking about all the time.
Dickie like he didn't show up to my 30th birthday party, Randy.
Man, he did.
So shout out to Dickie Simpkins.
Whoa. Wow. I forgot about that.
I think he was drinking. Yeah.
Did he have a ring on?
I don't know.
Yeah, man, he was chilling at the bar.
The Henny. Just makes me go back to the Henny Black days, seeing your boy Taj Gibson chilling next to.
Oh man, yeah, man.
Shouts out to the Henny Black crew.
Yeah, man, we had some good times with the Henny Black crew, man. You know, we hung out with Chubb Rock. You remember that?
Hey, Chubb Rock.
Yeah. You might not have been there. That was that was one of the Shrine Nights though.
Yeah, I might have missed.
You know, speaking of old times, man, Tej, one of your favorite segments
this week in hip hop.
Man, you know who dropped the album this week in, back in 91? Digital Underground came with Sons of the P. I don't even really remember that.
Sons of the P. What was on it?
Kiss You Back. It was kind of like a EP. It was called the LP, but it was kind of like an EP.
Well, Kiss You Back is
classic. Listen, Kiss You Back is classic.
Yeah.
I would call it a classic. Yeah.
I just don't remember nothing else from that album though. Like, that's the only single.
It don't fucking matter. Kiss You Back.
and
all they need.
And another album dropped this year that, you know, y'all probably didn't rock with. I definitely was bumping. UMC's dropped Fruits of Nature.
Hmm.
Which y'all know about that? Blue Cheese.
Blue Cheese? Like, I don't think I own the
album. Blue Cheese. I didn't enjoy the album, but Blue Cheese.
I don't think I own the album, but I the singles and videos that was on TV and radio.
I had a couple joints. I liked a couple joints off of there. You know, they had the second single, One to Grow On, which I also liked. And then it was a third joint. I don't think they released it as a single, but I can't remember the name of it. But it was like three solid joints on there that I like rock heavy, and then the rest of it I just kind of like listen to as filler. But and then one of the cats in the group went on to be like a longtime producer. Like he did a lot of stuff with G Unit and a bunch of other artists that were big like around the time 50 came out.
Yo, can I just go back really quickly? The Digital Underground Sons of P album also had No Nose Job on it.
Oh, that was hot. That was hot too.
Underground
for No Nose Job, because it like, you know, it was like one of the first songs that I remember that like you know, played up and had people showing pride and facial features, and you know, black people, because of white European standards and shit, always, you know, get made fun of because of big nose, big lips or whatever. But No Nose Job back in like 91, that was a big single on some self-affirmation shit. Back then,
that was a dope song,
dude. I forgot about that record. Yeah, I might have to go back
like
and
now,
listen to
now it. I'm about to download the same song, all them joints.
Yeah,
you're not streaming.
Yeah, no,
you're still.
I'm talking about on Apple Music.
I still download.
You're downloading.
I still
like,
download.
Why? Like that's what streaming is for.
I
so
like.
What are you
doing?
You're downloading songs to iTunes?
Damn.
Yes, I am.
Wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're downloading songs to iTunes in 2020?
Yes, I am. And I'm not ashamed of it.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
You like the thing, TJ.
Okay, wait. Wait. Hold on, Drew.
Yeah.
When's the last time you downloaded a song to iTunes?
Like, maybe like 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. B.
Okay.
When's the last
okay.
time you downloaded
See?
A song to iTunes that you bought for 99?
2011.
Like, okay. 2011. So yeah. Like, you know, it's a song you like. You want to support the artist, so you pay. Is it still 99 cents to download a song, y'all?
Some songs, yeah.
Some songs. Some are like 120.
Yeah.
Some are 129.
When you stream it too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I still have
the
iPod Classic. Okay, and I still put songs on that iPod. I pull out my iPod Classic, and people look at me like I came from. Like the 1950s.
And B,
like
you
time
talking
travel.
About my iPhone 3. Man still got an iPod Classic that he downloads songs from iTunes.
But you know what? Hold on.
Yes.
First off, I still have an iPod Classic, but I don't download to it anymore. It's just, it is what it is. If it's on there, it's on there. If not, I'll stream it. It's really not that.
I'm going to get Dave back on this one. The reason why you probably put stuff on there, like you still download stuff, is because certain things are not on Apple Music anymore. Like, come on, can we find Aaliyah's catalog on any stream?
Well, no. Not on her. No, that's a whole different thing. Like, that's the same way with Daylight stuff. It's not, because the record label shit is still fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm still pissed yeah, about that.
That's stuff that you would already have on your iPod. Are you going to download new Aaliyah records?
But here's the thing.
Yeah. Exactly. That's my point.
I don't think it was in that way.
Yeah, no, that's my point. She's not putting out new music. You're not downloading new Aaliyah records. You would already have that catalog.
Got you.
I'm not giving benefit of the doubt.
You're not adding it to your catalog. It's already in your catalog. So why would you need
stuff and some vocals? Like, they still releasing Marvin Gaye shit that we ain't heard. Like, they got some. They could have something buried deep in the stash that they release on some 20-year shit.
Okay, well, when that happens,
come on. Let's face it. It's remixes you can't find no more on anything. You might be able to, stuff like you want to download. I get that.
But you already have these things.
And it's also some stuff like I wasn't the best at keeping good care of all of my like CDs and stuff. So a lot of stuff gets scratched up. Some stuff like was only on cassette.
Well, Dave, you know where to find CDs at. You know who to go to for that.
Right. Exactly. I think Tej has the Smithsonian.
Look, I'm still looking for Silent CDs. Murder. I can't find that nowhere.
Wait, who is that?
Nah. Wow.
I might have shit on one of the B-side singles or something I got. So hold on, I just want to go back because I'm talking about Dave and Drew a little bit. Drew still does it periodically, and Dave still. But I still buy CDs when I go to the store, but it's like secondhand CDs. So like, I still literally bring CDs into my home. To this day, much how Dave still downloads on iTunes.
So it's just two different formats. Exactly. We're doing the exact same thing.
It's like two. We're both doing some dinosaur shit, but I don't know. I feel like mine is better though because I might find a whole album that's $1 or $2 that I don't have, and like I maybe can't find it on streaming. So, but. I don't know. The downloading songs on iTunes sounds very, very 2006-ish.
You sounded real hip hop. You're a real hypocrite right now, bro. That's what it sounds like. You sounded real Trumpish like.
My shit sound a little better.
going back to your point though, what album I actually like went to try to search for in the record store on CD because it wasn't available on stream. The Crisscross Young Witch and Dangerous
Album. I have it on CD. You want to dub it? You want to dub it?
Yeah, man. Can I dub that? Can I dub that? I'm very serious because I actually, and you're gonna laugh at this too. My Mac doesn't come with a CD player, so I have a USB CD player that I attached to it.
Right. What year do you live in, sir?
Hey, man.
Wow.
Hey, man. You know.
Tonight's the night remix will fly.
Hey, listen. If y'all got any, like, classic maxi single CDs that, may not be... Dude, I went and I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but I went and downloaded. There was this B-side record that Dr. Dre had that I had on cassette years ago. It was called Puffin' on Blunts and Drinking Tanqueray. And I couldn't find it nowhere, so I had to go get it off of YouTube.
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah. But that's what it's there for, man.
Downloading singles for 99 cents.
Hey, yo, in 96, the man Exhibit dropped his debut album with the classic Speed video. Of Life, which, Paparazzi. Dude, I forgot about that record. Like, because when I think of Exhibit, I always think of the record, what's the one where he's like, it's like nonstop, continuous action going on, and he's like walking through the neighborhood. Yeah. But Paparazzi was like one of the first like real orchestra mm-hmm. type joints that was out, you know, around that time, and it was you know, real innovative. And
It was a dope record, but it's funny. Anytime I think of that song Paparazzi, I only think of it for Pac and the Outlaws dissing him on the Machiavelli album because of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time I think of that song Paparazzi. I never listened to it, but when I think of it, that's the only reason I think of it. Every time I hear them, I play Machiavelli.
Man, Pac was he used to go at a lot of. A lot of people, man. Yo, in 2002, LL dropped. There's more. But wait, there's more. LL dropped 10, man.
He dropped his ninth album. 10 was his ninth album?
Wait.
10 was his ninth album.
Wouldn't 10 be his 10th album?
You sure?
It was his ninth album.
Why was his ninth album called 10?
Because technically, it was his 10th. He had that Greatest Hits project.
So that was still an album that came out? So... he gonna take away his 10th album?
Yeah, but it wasn't. It is his ninth. Yo, how you gonna new album?
Alleging that he named his ninth album 10.
Listen,
it was really his 10th album, son.
Listen, All World, you know, was just a collection of greatest hits, man. So on All World,
they had to because nobody. I have to go back and look. It might have been one of those albums. Why are you gonna buy it? I feel like they had to, but
right.
It was still an album, Dave. Don't discount that.
All right. Well, look, he had the classic Neptunes produced joint on I Love You Better, which had Nicole Narain in the video.
Yeah,
y'all remember that.
But Love You Better was a classic.
Yeah.
And this was 2002. 2002.
You sleeping on Love You Better? You don't think that was a classic song?
I mean, LL has classics, dude. That's like, that got to be lower level classic, man.
I mean, it ain't.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't right. You know, my mama said knock you out, but
it ain't.
It's still like
backseat
like,
of my Jeep or nothing like that.
What,
you know?
Hold on, because that's not. I don't.
But
I've never listened to that.
But I think, album. I think at the time, like for when the Neptunes was just nonstop back to back crazy hits, man. Love You Better was like perfect, you know, for that period. It was just like
I wasn't listening to that album.
You didn't like it.
In 2002, I wasn't checking for LL. I just wasn't. I'm sorry. I wasn't. It wasn't who I was going. I'm reaching out to go listen to.
Paradise. Yeah.
That's probably the reason why I didn't listen to the album. Love You Better was decent. Paradise, I wasn't.
Yo, Paradise.
Sorry, L. No, I ain't funny. No, I wasn't checking that out.
Will it? Okay.
Yeah.
With some grown ass women, nigga.
I don't know what party you going to.
Okay. Didn't he have another cannabis comeback on that album too? Or was that off of the gut?
Last song got downloaded. With the Ripper Returns. That's the last.
Essentially MP3, bro.
Wow.
Can I just be, y'all know he lost that battle, right?
With who?
With Cannabis.
I mean, listen.
Yeah, y'all know LL. He took, that was an L for LL.
The lyrical content
I get you.
Yeah.
Like, I think L benefited from the same thing Nas did, in that they didn't expect him to come back with a decent guy, and they overhyped that shit.
Right.
Ether is still kind of trash.
Yeah.
Hold up. Before we go into that, here's my other problem with the LL thing. Like, he did, like you just said, he had the disc, an extra disc record after the battle was supposed to already be done. Like, you went back because you were still hurt.
What was
you know
what I'm saying?
Like, you know, back and keep.
Right. Yeah. The only thing I'll say, like second round knockout, I was literally just listening to it the other day in the car. And man, I love the way Cannabis delivered, but he has some very questionable lines in that song.
None very of that. Questionable.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Huh?
No, I
know how he meant it, and yeah. I know exactly what he said. It's pause worthy.
Yeah, it's very pause
worthy. That was BMX whole catalog.
But that being said, that song literally accomplished the title. It was literally a knockout punch, yeah. Bro. Like there was no reason for LL to even try. Just take that L and just be, you know, be cool with that. But
y'all talk about.
Sorry.
Did he just give an L from 1998?
Yeah, you said take that L.
Pause-worthy moment. That was BMX whole catalog.
Yeah, true. And it was like, you know, X would like kind of contradict himself with those pause-worthy moments because, you know, on one record, you know, he'd say something, you know, that definitely would be seen as, you know, anti-gay or whatever today, but then he'd turn around and say something, you know, else that would be like, what? You know what I mean? So he just was like, X was just like in the moment, man. It was like whatever came out of his mouth, it was just like, you know, what it was. But back, I think going back to the old school hip hop period, man, if you just ran through all the lines that was like, would be super questionable today, man, you'd have a whole encyclopedia.
Well, y'all know who has the most questionable line, the most pause-worthy line. I got to get that to Big.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait.
Like, okay, so aside from Big one that...
Give me another one. Oh, but...
No, that's the one I'm talking about. No, I said he had the most like the... It was most... Hey, yo. You know what I mean? Like, it was the epitome of pause-worthy.
Yeah.
I can't even sing that.
I really never say that line when I'm
You do? Oh, you never do. Yeah, I can't say that line. It doesn't happen.
I don't think I know any chick that's ever been.
Ain't no woman in the world that fine.
Nope. Never.
Not in a million years.
Nobody, you won't give me years.
But it was a dope song though.
Dope song, just that one little moment, like, ooh, really, bro? Like, I don't know.
Right. She ain't nowhere in the world that fine.
Yeah. But BA, you was about to say something about Ether.
Was I? No, I like Ether. That was TJ on his Ether rant.
Yeah, I just, man, listen, I remember me, TJ, and Dave Jackson was sitting in the car listening to Takeover. And when we heard that record, like, man, I almost crashed the car a couple times, man. We was like literally like, oh my God, Jay just bodied Nas. And then when, you know, it was said that Ether was about to come out, man, we was waiting on pins and needles, like, oh, Nas about to get him, he about to come back. And I was like, yeah, it just
I just want to put out there that they're solely in control of the sound effects, and we never know when they're coming, so we are always as surprised as you are.
Yeah, man, it didn't resonate with me, man. I just felt like it left a lot to be desired.
I just don't understand how people can say Nas won or Ether was the better record. Like, it's so cut and dry to me. Takeover was a verse because he talked about other people. So he gave Nas one verse and said a lot of truth about what was happening at the day and time, as far as the perception was Nas was over, fell from top 10, not mentioned at all that good stuff. But a lot of like substance there, where when Nas came with Ether, it was three verses of him name calling and calling Jay-Z ugly. Like, it just wasn't, it didn't compare, and I don't understand. I mean, it was decent, but it's mad overhyped.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
I totally agree, man.
Fuck y'all.
I like Ether too, but
how about that? I'm not finna defend it. I'm not finna go in and start. I'm not climbing up that hill. I'm not gonna.
This record didn't take
off. What?
Which was the better kiss?
I like Ether. I like Takeover. I don't know, bro.
Republican to somebody, you don't want to give a straight answer. Which was the better record? There's a lot of people. Yeah, you're gonna have to speak up.
Yeah. Listen, whether or not we pack the house is not important.
Does GTD stand for?
The issue
what
for.
Does GTD stand for?
I'm gonna ask it again.
It's not about packing the house. It's about, you know, great music and a time in hip hop where things were very competitive. That's what this is about. So
I feel like if Nas had did Ether or a diss record over the Made You Look,
that
would have made a whole difference in the world.
Okay, wait, let me go back real quick because I think Takeover is a better record than Ether. Dave, what do you think?
Drew, I think Takeover is a better diss record than Ether.
BA, what do you think?
I think it's a competitive time in hip hop, and I think that they were both good records, but it's not about packing the house right now. I really think that we need to look forward to what happened after that, because I feel like it doesn't matter what I think, what did Jay think? Because I felt like Jay felt like some kind of way because he did a whole nother reply. Then he did Super Ugly, then he apologized. Like,
Ether got the reaction that he did, because I think Jay thought just like that shit was mad mid, but because it got so much love, he was hurt, and then he went back and did Super Ugly, but his mama made him apologize.
But, yeah, and then he apologized.
Yeah, but let's talk about Blueprint too.
Wait, Dave, I'm gonna ask you a question specifically because you and I have a common bond, so we both have the we can speak from the perspective of an artist.
Okay.
When you make a record about somebody, a diss record, and then you apologize for it.
Yeah.
Ain't that an L? Like, then you just like, I feel like you're accepting, because if you gonna make the record, you're gonna stand on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you go, when your mama makes you apologize at that, it wasn't even like you was like, I did too much. Your mama made you apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you there. However, when Blueprint 2 dropped, like even that record still goes hard for me. And he even says the line in that, you know, my mama can't save y'all this time. You know, it was
but by that point, Nas was done.
Listen,
he wasn't even
Nas threw another
sending out shot anymore.
For whatever the single was, because remember, I forgot what the single was, but I remember he threw some shots in that song. So I feel like Blueprint 2 was
I don't recall that
was kind of a response to those additional shots Nas was throwing. Because you know, remember Nas did the paid in full freestyle, which resulted resulted in the Summer Jam freestyle, which led into Takeover, and then Nas did Ether, and then Jay did.
Well, the Summer Jam freestyle was Takeover.
Like he did the verse, like, you know, Takeover became a whole song as opposed to just a throwaway verse, a freestyle verse.
The whole thing was meant was Bleak's fault anyway. So
said what he said.
Well, Bleak should have did what he did.
It was not Bleak did What You Think of That, and then Nas said, I forgot what did he say. You wanna learn how to ball? I can show you that.
You want to ball till you fall? I can help you with that.
Huh?
I can help you with that.
Right.
He said you want to ball till you fall? I can help you with that.
And then that's what Bleak threatened to put shots in his fitted hat or whatever he said on the next joint. So now I started it, right? How?
Nope, Bleak. I blame Bleak. It don't fucking matter. I blame Bleak.
Man.
Jesus Christ, stop asking about 2003.
Man, a lot of cats, I guess, was going to Nas back then, man, because he mentioned on that one record where he had some beef with Ghost or Ray or someone on the Purple Tape.
I thought they was always cool. I just remember him saying that, like,
oh, no.
Right. Then,
no, it was with Biggie, right?
Yeah, Big had probably with Ghost.
Kind of gotcha.
Those two.
Nas was on the Purple Tape.
Right, that's right. Right. Biggie, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, Nas was on that record. Well, it was one of the best features ever.
Yo, happy birthday to MC Light.
Happy birthday to Light.
Another year. Queen in the game. No, I mean, is it still Libra season?
Here it is. No, yeah, it still be.
It's, I don't know.
All right. Shout out to all the Libras out there. You know, the I heard. Yo, man. I can't believe like that two more months of the year, man. Like, I know.
Like, we got I'm five so more sad, years. Man. Like, I can't. We got five more years of 2020.
Season finale is coming.
Man, I have had no alcohol all 2020. I think on 2021.
Wait, wow, at like, all?
Super None? Fucked up. I haven't had any alcohol this year.
You've dealt with this that, entire year that, sober.
I mean, going to year without yes. alcohol is one thing, but doing yes. this year, wow, that's a
man. I'd have yeah. just went straight to the yeah. bottles, like take it to the head.
I think I'd have been this year would have definitely drove me to become an alcoholic.
Hey man, wow. Speaking of that, I know we mentioned I mentioned the Henny Black Crew earlier. In 2021, we need that Henny Black reunion. You know, Henny Black Crew reunion. That's what we need in 2021.
I know. All right, but wherever we do it, well, no, we're gonna have to go to whatever took over what Lumen was. Like that building, we're just gonna have to go back to that building though, and just make it Lumen again for the
day. Yeah, and we definitely gotta you know toast Be one sleep. Up for our brother.
Absolutely.
Be sleep, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Definitely miss you, bro.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Another show in the can with my brothers on the mic.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And, definitely want to make sure all of y'all are following us on Twitter. You can follow us at OnSerious33. And, you know, tell somebody who knows somebody, you know, make sure y'all follow.
Yeah, and then also on Snapchat is Sirius3313. So you follow us on Snapchat if you got it.
And Facebook, Instagram.
Yes, indeed. And hey. Yes, yes, indeed. Facebook.
Hey, Drew, you know your whole name because I'm on the Snapchat, right? Like, it's under your full name. You want to let every.
It is what it is.
So if you follow Snapchat, you'll get Drew's full identity. There you go.
Are we on TikTok?
We're grown.
Make Karen make a TikTok
for us. Yeah, no. I think we're okay.
TikTok, you don't stop to the bang bang boogie. Okay. To the boogity bee.
That's a good note to end it on.
And on that note.
On that. Yeah. All right, y'all. We out. We got hats now, motherfucker.
We got hats?
Please. No.
We got hats.
Peace, y'all.